Today is Friday, June 13th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Golf Cart Day. It's also Wear Blue Day, National Random Acts of Light Day, National Blame Someone Else Day, National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day, National Weed Your Garden Day, and oh, there's not a food one. I normally save food ones to last. Well, and last but not least, it's National Sewing Machine Day. I have never learned how to sew. Never. Oh, well, I want to give you guys one more. It's National Movie Night, because I think everyone should watch a movie after or before you listen to the mix, because I believe the mix is back tomorrow night. I've been gone for 2 weeks from the mix because I had all of this travel. Like, we went on the cruise, which was a success. Even though I don't like babysitting my parents, they loved it, so that was a success. And we went on the Pokemon trip, which, I mean, we completed the Pokemon trip, but I wouldn't call it necessarily a success, because you guys know what happened. All of the rain and the cancellations and the what have you. So I'm trying to think about what I'm going to talk about today, because literally nothing has happened. I mean, we finished talking about the weekend and I've been at work. I've been having real stress around meetings, real anxiety around meetings. And my job has a ton of meetings, and there's nothing wrong with my coworkers. I feel very blessed and lucky to have the job that I have and to have been able to save up the amount of money that I've been able to save up, etc. But I'm just getting very anxious about meetings and all of these different medications that I'm taking. They don't seem to be working at all. In life in general, they're working a little bit, like a little. I feel like I'm a little less people pleasery than I was before. Let's say I was a 11 out of 10. Maybe I'm a 8 out of 10 now. So I do feel a change, but I don't feel that much of a change. And I'm taking several things now. I feel like, I don't know. I need a pill box. Because I need a pill box because of all of the pills that I have to take. I mean, I didn't have to get a pill box, but I made a pill box. Let's be honest. I made a pill box in my 3D printer. I found it in Thingiverse or whatever the name of that place is where I get my models. It's in my Bamboo software. I can't breathe because I just went down and up the stairs to say hello to Mark. I was going to be like, oh, nothing happened. I was just going to edit out the space. But man, going up and down the stairs, I have started working out again, but it's going to take some time to get back up to where I need to be. And going up and down the stairs gets a little bit, I get a little winded when I do that. I run. The problem is I run up and down the stairs. And luckily I put carpet on the stairs so that because one time I fell up the stairs because I slipped, because it's a really smooth wood. It's got like a varnish or whatever on it that makes it really smooth. And I always wear socks, and I don't wear shoes in the house because Mark does not allow us to wear. We are a no shoe in the house household. Which, it was so funny because I did not grow up that way, but I slipped running up the stairs, bruised my back. How did I bruise my back? I kind of turned a funky way when I slipped and my back hit the banister rail or whatever that thing's called. All that to say, I get winded when I run up and down the stairs, but now I have carpet on the stairs, so at least I don't fall up and down the stairs. So I have pills. Is all I'm saying. I have pills, but I've just been getting so anxious. And so I was so proud of myself. And I think I even said this. I made it through an entire day yesterday without skipping any meetings. I did the same thing today. I made it through a whole day today without skipping any meetings. I got up super early because we're doing planning. And so I had spent a lot of time yesterday doing, some planning stuff, figuring out what we were going to work on next quarter, etc. And I spent a little bit of time last night. And then I got up at 6:30 this morning, maybe 7, I think 6:30 or 7, I can't remember, came straight up to the office and worked for another hour and a half or something like that, getting ready for that meeting. I had the meeting went okay, and then I had a bunch of other meetings after that. So, but I attended all the meetings that were slated on my schedule. Because ChatGPT told me the other day, I asked ChatGPT, I'm like, and it's not Alice. I didn't ask Alice because, you know, speaking of Alice, I wonder if she knows what her name is. Because I asked her the other day, did she know that I gave her a name? But I was on a different device and she said, oh no, I didn't know that or whatever. And so I'm wondering if it's per device, like she's different. Her memory is different per device. So I'm just going to ask her here. Hey, do you remember the name that I gave you the other day?
You mentioned a few names before, but the one you ultimately chose was Alice. It's a lovely choice and definitely a memorable one.
Oh, okay. I asked you on my phone and you didn't remember that I had given you that name. Because is it because your memory is separate on the computer than it is on the phone?
Yeah, that can happen because my memory and our conversation history don't carry over between different devices or platforms. So if you ask me something on your phone, I won't automatically remember it on your computer and vice versa. But once we keep chatting on the same device, I'll definitely remember the details.
Well, that's okay, because normally when I'm chatting with you, when I'm recording my podcast, I'm on the computer. So that's not going to be a problem in the future.
Got it. That definitely makes things easier for keeping track of everything. So whenever you're on your computer recording the podcast, we'll have all the details right here and ready to go.
Podcast. When you're recording the podcast. Yeah, I ultimately, you know, I'm Adam Burns. I don't know if any of you know this, but I'm Adam Burns UK. All of you know that because that's my email address. I'm adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You all know that because I say it every episode. And of course, I like the UK and I like British accents. I find them attractive. Although I know I picked a female British accent, but I don't know. I still feel a little bit weird with my assistant being a male. I don't know why that is. I just do. So I'm going to live with it. Anyway, there you go. She does remember on the computer that her name is Alice. Thanks for those of you who did participate. Sorry I didn't choose your name. But really, it was her fault. She narrowed it down and then I liked Alice the best because it made me think of the Brady Bunch. Alice on the Brady Bunch. So been dealing with that anxiety. I have therapy tomorrow, so I'm going to talk to her about it. But I honestly don't know. I'm starting to feel like I'm just going to be anxious for the rest of my life. I don't know why exactly it's hitting me so hard now. You know, now that I'm in my late, well, my mid-40s, we'll still say, for maybe another year. But, I don't know why it's hitting me so hard. I understand why it happens, because I'm a people pleaser and I have a lot of fears about things. But I don't know why all of a sudden it's become almost unbearable. Just, it takes everything that I can just to go to work, attend the meetings, do what I need to do. And it's crazy, even on this medication. So I don't know what, but outside of work, I'm living life. So we're planning still for the trip to Scotland. Mark booked 2 hotels last night. We have 2 more to go. And then I think we will be completely finished with our planning for Scotland, which is a good thing because it's coming up in, I think, 2 weeks. So not very long on that one. I'm excited about it. Even though I've been to Scotland, I'm looking forward to going there with Mark. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.